Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I'm Michael Evans.
I am David C. Smalley.
And once again, you are watching the Liars Club. And what we do here at the Liars Club is we invite one of our comedy pals to come on, tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which one is the lie. We used to have two people come on, but we decided, you know, we want to spend more time with people. And now I'm going to hand it over to Jessica. Please introduce our guest.
I would love to. This is one of my favorites. He was a fellow door guy with us, but he has since moved on because he's one of the newest paid regulars here at the Comedy Store. Ooh. You've seen him on Modern Family. You've seen him on Marin on Netflix. Super talented. Please give it up for Mr. Kyle Irby.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Yes.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello. Thank you
I
for
love
coming.
The nice version of Jessica.
Yes, I know.
Introduce people with
don't
the
get
nice,
used to it.
Nice
I
Jessica.
I know she tells me all the time, everyone thinks I'm such a bitch because I've got to be a bitch at the door.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I know, but you got to be that bitch.
I do. They yeah. think I don't want them in the hallway. I don't give a shit if you're in the hallway, but that's just that's my job.
All right, so, okay. Aww. So what we wanted to say is it's been a little bit of a hiatus for us, and we're back, and we're super excited, and we're excited that Kyle's here, and we have also a new co-host, Mr. David C. Smalley.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. This podcast is an absolute blast. I got to be a guest twice, and it's the most fun I've ever had in a studio. And I've done podcasts for 12 years. This is my absolute favorite thing to do, so I'm so
well,
happy
wonderful.
To be a part of it.
Well, you heard it
wonderful.
Here, folks.
So I was talking to Kyle earlier in the green room, we're going to say, because it's actually green, before we came in here. And so you said you were from the islands. Where
no, I'm from the IE.
Oh, the IE. I was like, the islands.
What
I was
islands?
Like, what? I was going to go with it, though.
I was wondering if this was a birth certificate issue. Like, what's going on?
I thought you said the islands.
The Inland Empire.
For comedians, if you've ever been to the Ontario Improv.
Yes.
That's where I'm from.
There's usually, like, I'm sure you've done some shitty little bar shows in the IE.
Yeah, yeah. You know me, shitty little bar shows.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to not put IE with the shitty bar shows. I know we have a reputation, but damn it.
Wow.
I love my hood. Rialto,
I guess
California.
It's just not in my vernacular, the IE. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I never heard it really. I mean, once or twice I heard it being referred to that, but I didn't know. Like, people are like, yeah, IE, you know?
Yeah.
Like
it's LA, IE, OC.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And sometimes why?
Yeah. I'm from the IE. Yeah.
So, what did you do on Marin's thing? Did he interview you?
Like? Nah, I was a guest star. I played a comedian named Kyle Irby. That would be me. And
that's perfect
show.
For you.
Yeah, that's perfect
for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Was it hard to get into character?
No, actually, I didn't play myself. They changed my name once they found out I was a comedian because they didn't even know I was a comedian.
That was nice of them, actually.
Yeah, that was nice.
Because that promotes you as a comic.
It does. So they were like, I mean, Marin was like, hey, he's a comic. Give him his real name. And then I was like, all right.
Oh, very nice.
He's so good like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very
nice.
That was where I met him. But it was a really funny episode about when Bruce, he's on that. It's the Bruce episode. And it's basically, how come you don't ever come to the Black Comedy Club? So then Mark Maron goes to the Black Club, and it's a whole deal. And then he invites Bruce's crew over, and then a computer comes up missing. And he's afraid to ask who did it.
Very funny.
So who ended up doing it, though?
I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, okay.
It was very well written, though.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I've got to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, enough small chat.
Yeah.
All right, what's your first story?
Okay, so let's do a comedy story.
Okay.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was opening for Sheryl Underwood in Memphis, Tennessee. And first of all, Jessica's...
Memphis, blackest city I've ever been to.
There you go. And she knows. She's been to some black cities.
It is, though, isn't it?
It's very black.
Yeah.
Especially where we were.
Yeah.
It's very black. But, it was a challenge, man. Like they did not let me. They wouldn't let me get into the act.
Mm.
It was like, nope.
Did they want you to be more?
What do you mean by that?
Well, he's not like he's more of a sit down, let's talk comic.
Yeah,
So the crowd wanted you to be that kind of comic. They wanted you to be more animated, or what do you say?
I mean, that's what they would say. But what happened was they it was like. Performing in a cafeteria. They never settled. And so it was one of those moments where you have to figure out how to get them It wasn't in a comedy club, first problem.
Yep.
It was a night some place put on a comedy show.
Uh-huh.
And so I find myself in those situations. You have to tell them the rules.
That's what I did. I was opening up for Hamburger in Danville, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off by like, look, we're going to go through. I know you guys, because it was like at a, you know, just
someplace.
A place. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the city was putting it on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I gave them the rules, and it definitely helps.
So how could you tell, though, that that's kind of what the crowd wanted, even if they were restless? Were they like, fine gentlemen?
No.
They never stopped
talking.
They said it was like being
before
in
the
cafeteria.
Show.
Yeah. No, I know, but no one said something like, you might want to bring up the energy, nothing like that.
Nope.
Were the tables?
It wasn't even the energy. They just never stopped.
This may seem like a weird question, but were the chair, were there? Was it like chairs facing each other?
Oh, yeah,
and they didn't turn the chairs?
No, no. Oh. It was a perfectly seated audience. Everybody facing my direction.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, but they just...
But they weren't looking at you.
Okay. They were looking and talking. It just was never... It was never... They were never brought together because I was first.
Uh-huh.
So it was like there was no MC.
Okay.
So it was like, all right, guys, y'all ready? And it just was like, yeah, man, anyway, bro. And it just... They never stopped. And then... I was like, and I learned this lesson. I would have never, going forward, if I could do it again, I would have never went into the act. Mm. You got to get them
roughly
first.
How long ago was this?
Mm. I would say 14.
14 years ago?
2014.
All right, so you were doing, started doing your regular jokes.
I just started going into them.
Uh-huh.
And I got booed.
You got booed?
That's the only room I've been booed in. It was a black room, and it hurt bad.
I don't know if this counts as a boo.
Yeah. Are we still talking about comedy? What's up? What's up?
Hello.
No, the last time I did an urban room, as soon as I walked on stage, I hear a guy in the back go, "Wrong crowd." And I went, "Yeah, I know." And I did the same thing. I tried to do my material.
Yeah.
They weren't having it.
Yeah.
When I broke away from the material, I got them on my side, and I tried to go back to material. They're like, "Nope."
Yeah.
So I know the struggle.
I was running a show in North Carolina during the pandemic, and it was black room, and it made me work a new muscle because they didn't want to hear none of my material.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They just want me to talk shit to them. And I'm like, oh, I guess this is what we're doing then.
Yeah.
I would get so mean. And I felt so bad after that show every week.
What do you think that they were, because when you're talking about that, it makes me want to know, like, what do you think about you that they were just like, no. What do you think?
They didn't. The fear came out. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if you're trying to talk to a lady that you like, she can feel if you're scared to talk to her. And so you have to have confidence. You got to walk up there and own the stage.
Uh-huh.
And because it just looked like a rough room, just from the configuration and the noise level, I didn't walk out there and attack. I was just like, I don't understand. What am I supposed to do with this? Like, I'm used to, I think I got spoiled in comedy. You're brought out with hurrahs
energy.
And music and, you know what I mean?
There was no music?
No, I was first. So I was the MC and feature.
This is like a few hundred people?
About 300 people.
Ooh, like a big airport. Like welcome to the airport, Hilton. Like where they have like a convention, like a big seating hall like that.
But not in a building, but just like a restaurant, like a side room or whatever.
So then what happened?
So then I said, well, maybe if I attack one little pocket at a time, I'm going to attack one little pocket at a time. And usually what happens in this situation is you got to win them over piece by piece. So I was like, all right, I'll start here. And once I get them, I'll get you. And then they'll slowly start to realize there's a show going on. And then the mic in the back wasn't working. That was a problem. The speaker in the back.
Other than Cheryl, was there any other comics?
Was just Cheryl.
Do you know Rob Love out of
No, I don't know
was
Rob
his
Love.
Room?
Okay. So they couldn't hear you because the speaker wasn't working.
In the back. Which I didn't know at first.
Uh-huh.
So finally...
could you hear the speakers on the side?
Yeah, I could hear the close ones. I just couldn't hear the back ones. And they were real loud in the back, and I didn't understand why. Then I just started getting them piece by piece, talking to them, attacking a little bit. And I got them together. And by the time the show got to the middle, that's when I learned that they couldn't hear. Started attacking. Bah, 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 and I got my first standing ovation.
Turned it around.
Yeah.
You turned it around in 10 minutes.
How much time did you do? 30. That's
30.
Yeah. You couldn't just tell a story where you got booed, huh, Kyle?
Well, no, I couldn't.
So we're asking all these questions because we're trying to figure out, you know, first of all, like what, you know, if he has any tics or anything, if he's lying, but also like, you know, like to give us information to fill us in, to see where you stumble, where you don't stumble. How many people booed you?
Ooh, that's a good question. So well, I guess the I know. So I guess they started booing from the back.
Uh-huh.
285. And it came forward like a wave. Yeah.
You felt it hit your chest.
It wasn't a united boo, uh-huh. but it was enough boos to
it
get
caught
booed.
On.
It was. People were like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. The boos were catching more traction
you
know, than
you guys
material.
Have a good point. Boos, motherfuckers, garbage.
So how long into the set did they start booing? Like how you lost them immediately or were they booing?
I would say they started booing by, first instinct is 12, but I'll say like 7. By 7, it was just dead. And by 8, it was like, you know what? Fuck that. Boo.
So what did you do to turn it around? Were you like, fuck y'all for doing that?
Like, yeah, well, one by one.
Well, whenever you said a time, do you mean just talking to that group or do you mean like literally like irreverent?
Yeah,
like,
I started.
Your mama jokes, like
roasting.
Yeah,
a little bit of roasting, which I don't like to roast. So I was just like, I'm not going to roast you guys.
So bad after that show every month.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to start here. And then here, and then like there was a guy right here that he was liking it, and you can always tell. I was like, all right, well, somebody likes this, cool. And I just kept growing, and I think some of the standing goal was sympathy. Like, man, way to get through that, dog.
That's a tough trap to be in, though. If you're not that kind of guy, like if you're not the kind that's mean, or like you can't just turn into like, look at this motherfucker right here.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
It's not happening.
How do you dig out of that hole initially? Like when you're saying you're 12 minutes in, you're getting booed.
Yeah.
What is your first, when you're like, I start picking them apart section by section.
I just kept thinking, what am I going to do? Uh-huh. And then, you know, you find like a smiling face, the guy over here to the right. So I'm like, all right, you know what?
That recharges you.
Yeah. And then, okay, maybe I can spread this. And then eventually, once I found out the real issue was the speaker in the back wasn't working, then they fixed that.
How did you find that out on stage?
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Whoa, we can't hear you. So then they get the speaker working, and they're like, right when they can hear, they're like, this guy's great. You end up with a standing O and a killer set for the rest of it.
It was a little more of a sympathy. This guy's great. It was good, though. It got good because I started rolling. I finally got a shot.
Right.
And then it was like, okay, now we're rolling.
So what happened when you got off stage? What did Cheryl say? Did she
Cheryl, I've been in that situation with her before where she comes in and just saves the day. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
I know. Yeah. It was Cleveland or Jacksonville. But this time she was just like, no. Like,
well, sometimes
Phil
Jackson. It's hard to open for somebody that has a name because everybody that comes in, they're like, well, who's this? We didn't come to see them.
Yeah.
We came to see. Yeah. We didn't know. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she crushes. So it was like, I was very curious. Like, okay, let's see how she handles this. She just attacked right away.
Yeah.
I know you motherfuckers don't think
that. Yeah,
I was
going to say, she gets
bah, 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 bah. I mean, it was like, dang. It was an immediate beatdown. And like, oh, man. Lesson. Camp. It was training camp.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
The funny thing about this is, and you know, a lot of times people will bring partially true stories.
Yeah.
And then change the ending to
right.
be the lie.
Yeah.
The alternative option here is all of that could be true except for the standing ovation, and he just bombed the entire
true.
Thing.
Yeah, that's
actually,
true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, I haven't seen Cheryl since, and I.
But I feel like Kyle, it would be more like, you know what? I didn't get booed at all, like that or something.
Yeah, no, he's booable.
Yeah,
he's booable.
You find out how people really think about you on this podcast.
Was that the most humiliated you ever felt on stage?
No, Tacoma.
Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, didn't
those
get
my
out of
stomping
there.
Grounds.
Oh,
tell
is
me
it?
About that.
Oh
well,
my
it's not, you know, maybe another time.
No, if he had told me it was like a mostly, told me it's a mostly white crowd that booed him, I wouldn't believe that. But
no,
black crowd, I could see that. It was tough. they either completely love you and they're running up and down the aisles and falling out of their chair, or they are, what are you doing up there? Go home, you're wasting my damn time.
That's the beauty of a black crowd. Yeah, they are the best crowds. People don't realize this, but they are the most critical.
It's that look I get when I like, I go on stage. It's just like,
what
the fuck she got to say?
And what I've been told is because
it's only black crowds.
They think they're funnier than you because there's a lot of funny motherfuckers out there. Yeah. So they're like, oh, you better be good.
Yeah, we had a little kid come in today, just wandered in down here and asked all of us about, well, asked Michael.
The
mostly.
Confidence on that guy.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Are you crazy wandering down here? Don't start crediting me. You follow me down here.
I know.
I can't handle this.
He looked so happy and he's like, I want to start comedy.
Is that the
dude
that was
here earlier?
No,
you don't.
Get
out while you can.
Well, I mean, you know, you see it on TV. Like, is this where you go to have
you
a
know what?
Career?
This is how it would happen in like crashing or something.
Yeah,
wander down to the comedy club and find your destiny. Maybe it. Maybe it's happening
maybe,
for him outside.
Well, he was approaching it as though he was like, "Where do I like fill out an application to become a comedian?"
Right.
Like
he thought
we just like work here and you know. He's like, "The list is that you guys tonight?" And I'm
well,
like,
"What are you doing tonight, man? At 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Because we're missing a guy. That's how it always happens in the movie.
Get out there, kid.
Yeah, I still think it might happen like that for me. I'm just waiting for mine.
I weasel my way on stage all the time. I got on Mello's show the other day because she was like, "Oh." We're gonna wait like 5 minutes because everybody's not here. I was like, or I could cold open for 5 minutes. And she was like,
that's
oh, you want to?
Nice.
I was like, yeah.
Well, that's nice. Called closed mouth, don't get fed.
That's real shit.
No, I think the most frightening thing that anyone could say to someone here at the Comedy Store is Jessica going, are you a comedian? And you were here for what reason? I think that's a pretty good first story.
Yeah.
And any other questions that we want to try to trick him with?
I have a question for you guys. Is the rule once he moves on to the next story, we can't ask questions about
the
other one?
No, you can ask,
we can ask both?
Stories about any questions. And at the end, after Michael reads them, we can discuss if there's anything that comes up. And, you know. So
I would kind of wait for the recap.
Okay.
To ask about the other, just so that nobody gets
fair
confused.
Enough.
Okay.
All right. All right, let's start your second story.
All right.
This is the lie already. This is the lie already.
You think so? He might be playing it up. He is an actor.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, he is an actor.
I am, but I'm not that good. I'm recalling it.
If this is the lie, I will smile when I look back at how obvious. Yeah. This is great. This is adorable.
All right, so I remember this is junior high, right?
Okay.
I like this girl. And I wanted to go see her.
How tall were you in junior high?
That's a good question. I was, well, ninth grade was junior high where I'm from. So I remember I could dunk. So
oh,
I was
okay.
About
that's
six,
bullshit.
6 feet.
Or whatever.
That is bullshit. I was about 6 feet.
It's funny, that's the measurement of how tall were you?
No, because I had to remember, what year could I, I remember, it was barely. It was, you know, barely that first ninth grade.
But I mean, that says a lot. I got to picture it.
Yeah,
you're like a little kid. You're 6 foot.
Yeah,
kid.
About 6 feet, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like this girl, she lived very, very far. And I was like, you know what? I'm going over there. This is, you know, back in the 1900s, pre-cell phone, right? Mm.
So you got a bike.
But I'm on foot for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. This makes it sound like a lie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or a dream.
Man.
How many miles?
Three.
3 miles?
3 miles?
Which I didn't know until
bad.
I grew up.
But
I had
I mean,
to go,
walking.
Go find out. I always wondered how far was that?
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 miles. It was forever at the time.
What part? What time of the year?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
Was it cold or hot?
Yeah, cold
daytime,
or hot?
California.
On the islands.
Hot.
What time of the year on
hilarious.
The islands?
So I just remember it's the longest walk in life,
yeah.
Right? So I walk to her house, man, and I get to her house, and her mom was like, "She's not allowed to have boys over," and I was like, "Ah, oh, man."
So you went up and knocked on the door?
Yeah, to visit this girl.
In ninth grade?
Ninth grade. And her mom said...
You couldn't wait for her to go to school the next day?
We didn't go to the same school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good cover.
Yeah. No, we didn't. So I walked back hot, right? And then years later, I'm talking to her about this story. And she's like, "My mom doesn't remember that." And I'm like, oh, man, it happened. Because I remember
I was
mad about it.
No, it was the wrong house.
So then her best friend, who I happened to have a fling with before.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you, what do you mean by fling?
A baby.
That's a good way to say it, yeah. That baby,
oh my God, my God.
A baby that would be here if it wasn't for a woman's right to choose.
Right.
So hold on. Who in answered the
That's
door.
That's some Tacoma shit right there, yeah. though, Michael.
Her mom.
Her mom did answer the door.
That's what I think. But today the story is I was actually her friend changing her voice as her mom.
So she didn't open the door. She just said behind the door like, you
know?
That
I couldn't. Yeah, because I didn't appreciate that I wasn't allowed to come in.
Or at least could open
the
door
like,
for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Was
so,
this, I'm going to shut up. Never go ahead.
I know because
what was she thinking?
I'm leaving that out.
Okay, okay.
No, please.
Well, because my question is, you say fling, but in ninth grade, like.
I wasn't a fling. It was, so in other words, it had nothing to do with the story. But I'm just saying the girl later said, that was me. It wasn't her mom.
So the motive was she didn't want you messing with her friend.
I don't understand that part, but I do know that I walked all the way down there. I did not get to see my friend, the girl I liked at the time. I walked my ass all the way home. For years, I'm thinking moms was hating. Mm-hmm. And then finally, they find out, her friend says, no, that was actually me.
Well, it could have been a number of things. Because if they were friends, she would have been like, no, I've slept with him. So as a friendship code, okay, I can't sleep with him.
Yeah.
You know, or she could have been like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So did this girl know that you had had a fling with her friend who was over at her house?
That's a good question. I'm going to say yes, I think.
So that might be why.
Yeah.
They were like, nah.
Yeah. And you're friends with both of these ladies?
Yeah, I still think I still think moms just didn't want me over that day. But moms is cool now.
Yeah.
We're all grown.
Right.
And she's like, that never happened.
So you still to this day think it was the mom and she just forgot?
I think the mom just forgot that it happened. And I don't think it was any ill will, but at the time, it felt personal.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, man.
But so
I
wait,
think she forgot.
So you're saying that when you got there, mm-hmm. what the story that you're getting now is that her friend was there who
yes.
you at the time had already hooked up with.
Ooh, hadn't hooked up with. I just thought about it. It was ninth grade, hooked up with her in 10th grade. I'm sorry, I messed the story up. I had not hooked up with her.
Oh, so
there was no fling. So
there was no fling yet. It was a fling the next year.
Mm, so she was saving you for her.
Maybe.
Where were you going with that question?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like,
I like that David just cuts it down to the chase.
Because I'm like, well, was she over there like, oh, I hooked up with this guy. I don't want her to know, or I don't want you hooking up with the guy that it's like, did she just like you so she sent you away? It's like, why would these evil little bitches cook this lie up for you?
Well,
if the mom doesn't remember, yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
What if she just wasn't that into you?
That's sometimes
that's hard to believe, Mr. Handsome.
Hey, I'll take
you
it.
Mr. I could dunk in ninth grade.
Hey, barely dunk.
I would walk 500 miles.
No, it actually makes sense that it makes sense better in that direction because the motive could have been the friend already liked him because they were going to hook
that's
up
what
in
I'm
the future.
Saying, yeah.
She liked him.
She was saving him for her.
And right. pushed me
she
away.
She was saving herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so the friend was pushing you away so that you could...
I thought it was the mom. You know how they call it gaslighting? You wonder, wait a minute. I'm sure it was the mom. But then when the friend says that, it was actually me. I'm like, did she open the door?
Why
I thought she opened the
door.
Why would
they lie about
that
at this
point? Yeah. Well, we're on the Liars Club, so anybody could be lying.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Why would we lie? Because he was told to.
I'm just saying the girls.
No, yeah, you're right.
Why would they lie about it now?
I don't understand that. But I know it got weird because I thought, why wouldn't she open the door? I thought it was cool, but... Yeah,
you just walked all the way back home?
I walked my ass all the way home. So that's a 6-mile walk for a 14-year-old.
And you can't remember what the weather was like, if it was hot or
I'll
cold.
Say it was hot. Yeah. It definitely wasn't cold.
Was it during school time or during the summer?
It had to be summer if I was walking in the daytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember that long
So the
walk.
Inland Empire gets fucking hot,
Yes,
dude.
It does.
Yeah.
How do you know? I thought you didn't know where it was.
Oh, I've driven by there, through there.
Oh, yeah, it's hot as fuck. Yeah,
to go to
I've
Vegas
seen the number
twice
on the bank
year.
Flash.
Oh yeah, yeah.
97.
It gets really hot and really windy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's desert. It's the desert, man. So yeah.
So why did she go to a different school? How did you like? What was she?
You know, the north side had different schools.
Uh-huh.
South side, three junior highs.
Yeah. Okay.
She went to the northern junior high.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is it possible that they're both horseshit?
Hilarious. Hope not.
Yeah. I hope not because I should have told you don't do that. I forgot. I'm putting that back in the emails because that bites my ass
Bring
more
two
than
lies.
Anything.
Yeah, she gets
two
all
lies?
Angry and violent.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no,
Or
no.
two truths. She hates
no.
that, too.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Like,
yeah.
somebody hasn't already tried that.
Yeah, 106 no. times.
Yeah.
I like both those stories. I'm going to let Michael recap because I have some thoughts.
Okay. You guys want to recap them?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So for Kyle's first story, he's opening for Cheryl Underwood in Memphis, which is like the blackest city.
Another song, Walking in Memphis. Walking they both have songs. Memphis.
Is that a song, Walking in Memphis?
That's yes, a song. Yes. I used to play it at Sizzler yes, when is. I worked at Sizzler.
Walking in Memphis. That's definitely true. Yeah. There's no way that would true. Be false. Yeah.
Wait, so hold on. We'll ask on the second story later. It's the blackest city. It was like a cafeteria in there. He couldn't get into the act. Yeah. They just never settled in. This is like in 2014. He starts trying to go into the act. He starts getting booed. Mm-hmm. So he decides to start picking apart the crowd section by section. Ends up with a standing O by the end of the half an hour. Second story, he's in the ninth grade, approximately dunk height. He walked all the way, maybe 3 miles over to this girl's house to went to a different school. How these two would meet each other, no idea. You're as good as an alien to a kid from a different high school.
I can tell you.
Especially if you're on foot
that's
all the time.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Yes.
Walks all the way there, hot as fuck. Mom says through the screen door or whatever, can't have boys over. Years later, maybe finds out. Turns out it was her friend posing as her mom. The friend, a fling to be. There's some stuff that's not really adding up in this story.
I agree, because then when I was asking about the weather, like what time of year, he wasn't giving it up, and then all of a sudden he remembered that it was during California. The summer.
I've been trying to give
it's
him that one going.
Same
like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Like, it was probably 83 and sunny. Yeah.
If this had been a story from Texas, I would have, you know, I'd be like, it was that's either true. Hot as hell or so cold I was shivering. But in Texas, it's, I mean, in California.
Yeah, you're
it's
right. Like in New York, you'd be like, oh, it was the fall, it was the winter. You know, here, it's like, it's the same shit.
It was a
except
day.
For like 3 weeks.
Well, I was kind of thinking the math doesn't add up on the first story because I know you've been doing comedy about 20 years, you told me earlier out there, and along with the island information. But then Michael just said it's 2014, so you said that, right?
Yeah.
And you said it was 6 years in.
No, I was 12 in. I don't know if I said that right. I don't remember saying 6 years in, but
I don't
2014.
You asked how long you've been doing comedy, and you said 6 years.
At the time?
Yeah.
No, I asked him when did this happen.
Yeah.
So that's when he said, at first he, you had said longer, and you were like, no. Because I thought you said 14 years.
Yeah, and yeah, then, that was a miscommunication.
Yeah, and he was like, no, in 2014. 14,
yeah, so yeah.
Why are you defending him, Jessica?
I'm just giving you the
facts. What's that
I'm
about?
Giving you the facts.
You know, like, you know, he's a, you know, he can speak to his own situation here with the information. Here's my other thing I wanted
to talk.
I don't
know if this guy's name's even Kyle.
I don't know.
His story's great.
Can
I give you a nice little piece of information from the second story? This is what Jessica wanted to know. The girl was white, right?
Yeah, that's why you didn't open the door.
Her mom was white, but the friend is black. The friend that I hooked up with the next year is black. That's the very weird part about that. So I always thought she didn't open the door because it was like white kid, white mom. But they're not like that. You know what I mean? I know him now for all these years.
But,
yeah,
but if they were
weird.
Home alone on, and a 6 foot black guy comes to the door, I want to see your daughter.
On,
she might say no.
If there's a group of people that don't want white girls dating black men more than white mothers, it's black women.
Oh,
that's a good point.
There's a lot of
that's
hate in that area.
Point.
Yeah, and yeah. So the friend that said it was
I know
actually
personal that's experience.
I used to say that on stage. Like, I know I'm getting all these evil looks for the black women, but I don't care.
Yeah.
She's not stopping me.
She's a snake bite. I don't fucking care.
But here's my other question is that you're saying you got booed because of sound. To me, when you were starting to tell the story, I read it as people were like, look at this fine motherfucker up here. Boo! That's how I read it. I don't think
really?
That's how I would have read it. Yeah. No one wants to see a good looking man do comedy. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
That's why now, I'm crushing it right now.
I don't know if people know this, but we say it all the time to annoy Felicia, but she won Star Search.
Oh my God. Okay. What does that have to do with
because
looking
this is,
men?
They couldn't boo you on Star Search like they could the Apollo, could they?
No.
No.
They don't boo
like
on
they
Star
couldn't
Search.
Boo you off stage.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
That's pretty cool that you won Star Search.
Oh my God.
Tracy McDonald and what's the other guy's name?
I don't know. There was a bunch of them.
There was one other guy that I could think of.
Jim Gaffigan.
No, but like Tracy won the. It doesn't matter. But that's pretty. You won for comedy, right?
Yes,
I know she could have been singing.
Child dancer.
Singing.
Yeah, no, she wasn't singing.
Yeah.
All right,
That's pretty cool, though. To win.
So, should we take a vote, or do you have any more questions?
I mean, I feel like my vote would be, I'm just like kind of pissing it into the wind at this point. I mean, because that was a tasty little truth nugget we got with the whole she was white, but the friend was black thing. That felt like something real that maybe.
Yeah, but is it that he brought it up as a lie afterwards, just like he couldn't remember what time of year that he had walked that way?
That'd be very easy to do, okay? And it's our job to decipher. Yeah.
He was so serious when he told that first one, though. And then the second one was the grin. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes people, when they tell a true story, they don't always get their facts correct.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because it's a memory thing as opposed to a lie where they have to put all their ducks in a row.
I like that. Like the lie, you've been rehearsing the lie.
Yeah.
Shut up, Kyle.
No, no, that's good. That's good.
He's like, oh, I didn't think of that. You had this plan the whole time.
No, I didn't. I was writing it right now. I was like, which two of these am I going to do?
I have a theory.
Okay.
My theory is that Kyle would not tell any story that would put him in a real, make him look bad at all.
Really?
Why, yeah, how I don't do you, think why, he's
why,
that
why
humble.
Would you say it just because you've known him for?
I think he would. I think he would. I disagree with you.
I don't think that's why. Even though he got a standing ovation at the end about him going on and bombing, I just don't feel like that's true. I definitely know Kyle's into women, so I kind of believe the second one.
Uh huh.
And I feel like he would walk. He would walk for some.
Any ninth grade boy.
Exactly.
That is a motivator.
Exactly.
And not even know how long it is, just power walking.
Right.
All the way.
I mean, I'm just imagining right now in my house, dry humping with this guy on the couch. He walked to my house in high school.
In high school, you walked to Bakersfield for a nipple.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do I get to see the nipple?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So here's my take on it is this. I think that people who come here to do this are going, if you were to ask him that question or you challenge him in a question and he doesn't know the answer, we kick into our improv skills and make up an answer on the spot. Boom. So everything's got to be solid. The first story was way more solid. There wasn't a lot of I don't knows. There wasn't a lot. It was just like, I got an answer for you. He did the year thing, but that's just about it.
Yeah.
The second story, he was willing to be like, and the question that Michael was asking when he asked about, oh, so this girl, you'd already had this fling with her. There was no reason to change that information and go, oh, no, wait, I hadn't slept with her yet.
Yeah.
So to me, it makes
Wow.
So second one is the lie. Yeah.
But it feels to me like the second one is more true. Not only because of what I just said, that he was more free with changing the details, but We've all been on stage. We've all done urban crowds. You get a standing ovation very rarely, and it's incredibly hard to do it after a boo session, especially in a cafeteria situation where half the speakers aren't working. I just feel like Kyle would know it's going to be a funnier punchline at the end of this podcast to be like, I didn't get no standing O. I got booed and walked the hell out of there.
But please.
Or his set was great. He did get the standing O, no booing. That's what I'm.
I don't think they should only be able to change one little thing like that. I don't know.
We should. Like, it should be taken into consideration that is a hard situation to flip. If he was actually getting booed 12 minutes in to end up black.
Look, I'm not that we have to talk about it, but Will Smith was able to flip it. He slapped him, and then 10 minutes later, he got a standing ovation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he was.
Should have been kicked out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't have to all talk about
sorry.
It.
So
yeah,
his ass should have been kicked out.
Yeah.
Goddamn,
I mean,
Will Smith.
Yeah, no one should slap poor little Chris Rock.
That was
fucked up.
Is that I think the second story's true. The first one.
You do?
I do.
Yeah, I think the first one's a lie too.
Yeah. Wait.
So
what?
Is it just you and me going
for
number
so.
One lie?
What do you
yeah,
think?
I think number one was the
what
lie.
What do I actually think? Based on how he put the stories together, the first one feels more real. But it seems too easy. Is that where you're at? It feels too easy.
Yeah. But then there are times when I've seen people who have like totally buried themselves on stage and it's so fucking ugly. Even if you just swim afterwards a little bit, people are going to give it up. Like, did the whole crowd, was it a complete standing ovation or just the sides who could hear? How about the people in the back? Did the people in the back give you
Your
the
Honor,
standing?
I'm not giving you any more information.
I think the first one is, God, that's so hard, because I do think the second one is a lie because he smiled like that.
At the end of you, when you two were questioning him, at the very end of the second one, he crossed his arms. He like folded his arms like he was getting a little defensive and needed some protection. So that almost made me change my mind. But I'm going to stick with it. I think the last one is true. So
Kyle is a ladies man, so I believe the girl story.
She would have let him in. No.
I would have.
This guy's dunking in the eighth grade.
I would have. What are you talking about? Yeah, he was dunking. I would have let him in too.
D1, are you sure? Yeah. All
right. I think the second one is the truth and the first one is a lie.
I think the first one is the truth.
So you guys are together.
And the second one.
Wait, so real she said, she said what we said. The first one's a lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all agree that the
You don't
the first
think
one's a lie.
That the Cheryl Underwood thing happened.
Wait a minute. I do think the first one is God, that's so difficult though. What are their names? What are the girls' names? Second one is true. First one is the lie.
No. First one. Damn, okay. That I shouldn't have voted. You know what I mean? That
you
was
can
huge.
Change your vote.
Yeah, but do
I'm
I
not changing,
do I,
though.
Are you guys? You guys are all going with
this first story's a lie.
I shouldn't vote for the sake of what the votes are. I should just go with what I think.
Yes, okay,
that's what you should do.
I think that. Yeah, man. I think that was. I think he got his first standing O in Memphis with Cheryl Underwood.
So you think the girls are a lie?
Yeah. Okay. I think there's some truth to it, but
the walking is a lie.
All right. I think the first one, God, is the lie, and the second one is true.
So you're with us.
Yes.
So it's 3-1.
Uh-huh.
If Mike gets this,
yes,
we'll see.
All right.
You guys need to listen to David, man. He said it a long time ago. It was the bomb to bomb. There was no standing O.
Yeah!
That's what it was.
Yeah. Bob that kept bobbing.
I felt it before. The bomb keeps going.
Yeah.
There was no redemption. It just she came on and was like, all right, buddy. Have a seat.
Go have a drink.
You'll still get paid. Hey, everybody, y'all ready?
I even stopped and said, we're not giving credit to what a hard situation to turn around that would be. It's like, I should have listened to myself there.
Yeah. Wow. And did you keep opening for her?
Oh, yeah. She knew. It was a rough night. But it was just like,
are you
just
crying?
Oh, I laughed. That's what I'm really
okay.
It was a rough night, but like.
Did she give you shit
no,
afterwards?
No,
she was very sweet to you.
I know,
you.
I'm crying about it at the bottom.
I'm in the cafeteria in 2014, and I can't sleep now.
It brought back some old stuff.
When David said that, I was like, oh, wow, that's exactly what it is. It's like, now we kill, you know, some people, you know, I was like, oh, shit, that's what I did. Because it's hard to just think of a lie. So it's like, I know it would help you if it's just a lie, but it's like, shit.
So was it really true that they couldn't hear you? Or
no, they couldn't. Everything was true except the fact that I didn't turn it around.
Yeah.
It just kept bombing. And she saved. She had to come on.
Oh, and fucking Memphis, dude.
Man, that sounds like a way more realistic
situation. Did someone walk you to the car afterwards?
No, I mean, because they came to see her. She just rocked it for an hour and a half. Yeah. And they forgot about me by the end.
Uh-huh.
But during
That's
the show,
beautiful thing about bombing is you think people hate you. But they just forgot about you. Go home and.
I mean, you had to really be rude or something.
Yeah,
they're not thinking about you.
Learning how to bomb with class is something you learn over time. I remember noticing, like, those guys that bomb. I knew a guy was a good comic when I saw him have a bad set, because they didn't unravel.
Yeah.
They didn't take it personal. You know what I mean? They didn't turn on the crowd. And I used to always turn on the crowd, ego.
Uh-huh.
Well, and once David said, oh, he changed that information, I was like, yeah, that seals it for me. That seals it, because he didn't change nothing in the first story.
Right. And he answered the questions really quickly.
Yeah.
He was just, you know, he's good at improv. He's good at stand up.
So what was the smile about when you were telling that second story?
Well, because I was just thinking about it. I just thought about that day, man, walking
around. So that's
all
true.
Tell this story without saying Kelly and Janessa.
I know. I walked all the way there. And then when I saw you had the moment like, what's she? And I was like, I didn't want to go there. But but I was like, actually, it is kind of funny.
So did you ever hook up with a white girl? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, just relax,
Calm
Jessica.
Down.
Jesus Christ.
Cold water back there.
Jesus Christ.
She's like, well, he doesn't have to leave for 13 more minutes. So you guys want to wrap this up and give us a moment?
Wow, we certainly appreciate that you took time out of your day to come do
this
with us.
Yeah,
this what do you have shaking that you would like to share with everybody?
I guess I'll be in Tempe. What's today?
The
26th.
That's when you'll be
no,
there?
No, that's the time. 13. 13. Yeah, so I'll be whatever. What's 13 plus 7? 20? So I guess I'll be there 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tempe Improv. Yeah, Tempe,
I don't know if it'll be improv. Out by then because we're kind of banking some. But
where are you
going to
be?
I said it wrong. Laughs in Tucson.
Laughs in Tucson. Oh, nice.
With Jason Chaney.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Ironically, I headlined that place. It didn't go well. I did not get invited back. So I'm going as a feature to a friend. I don't know if you've been there, but that's very humbling. When a peer takes you
when
to open.
Headline.
Yeah.
But
you know what you're going to do?
That feels like a true
You're
going
to get a standing O. That's what you're going to do.
You're damn right. That's or bomb right. hard and take it like a G.
Yeah.
All right, so Jessica, what do you have shaken and coming up that people can go search for?
Well, we have the Door Guy podcast that you should check that out, but also we have the Door Guy show every Wednesday here at the Comedy Store. It's called Up Next. You should come and see it. If you mention, I don't know, there's something you can get in free, basically.
If you mention Jessica Wellington sent me.
Is it in the OR or the belly room?
It's in the belly room.
Okay.
So we're there every Wednesday. I don't know when this is coming out. I'll be opening for Justin Martindale in, what was it?
The 27th?
Yeah, in
Brea Improv.
Nice.
Very nice. And what about you, Michael?
I have a monthly lab show at the Hollywood Improv called Tidbits. It's a new material show. And maybe next week I'll announce the next date. I'm working on it right now. But watch for that. Check it out.
Oh, and follow us at Jess Wellington 2.
At Kyle Irby.
At Felicia Michaels.
At Michael Evans, LOL.
Not like good times. Dude,
hey, first time I ever played a casino, digital reader board had a picture of the, like, tonight Michael Evans had the picture of the black guy from Good Times and everything, and credits underneath, like HBO show. Like, that's not me, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? And why would he be opening? That's also like that's the character's name. That's like saying Buzz Lightyear is here tonight,
right?
Or like Zorro. You know what I mean? Like, not even the guy that played him.
JJ Walker, though, he went by JJ.
Well,
you know what I mean? Maybe.
Me too, man. Yeah, I get it.
And David, what about you?
David C. Smalley on everything. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. And I've got a monthly show at the Improv as well. It's called Dirty Church. It's the first Sunday of every month where we bring our dirtiest material. Yeah. And just look me up. I got my own podcast too. So.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
David C. Smalley podcast.
Okay. Right, there you go.
Just type my name into stuff and my face will pop up.
Okay. I guess I should plug my podcast, the MRA podcast.
What is it called again?
The MRA podcast with Kyle and Kamau. Drops on Wednesdays. So yep.
Very nice. I am Felicia Michaels, and we're so glad to be back here at the Comedy Store doing the Liars Club again. We've all been through a lot of shit, but here we are back at it, and we're raring to go. And you can catch me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. And know that on May 16th, I have a show in the belly room called Age Against the Machine, and it's going to be all the old regulars.
Good.
Is that a good title?
God, that is
so good.
Age Against the Machine is
so
a new
that,
that's
so
good.
It's going to be a show on the 16th in the belly room at 8 o'clock before Roast Battle on Monday night. She said Monday's not a sexy night. I said
Tuesdays.
I'll take it.
Roast Battle.
Oh, then it's
Tuesdays.
Monday.
Okay.
Then it's Monday. Josh Adam Myers does his show in the main room, so it's complimenting that.
Gotcha.
And it's if you like your comedy told in really good hands by people who've been there, done that, and probably sold the t-shirt, come to my show here in the belly room
Age
Monday May 6th.
Age
Against
the
Machine.
So good.
Oh, okay. I was nervous. You're the first people I told the name to,
no,
so I was nervous
I
about
that.
That. Okay. Awesome.
But we also loved you on Star Search, so I don't know.
Okay. But you know what? Because we had the big Comedy Store party here. Michael, I'm so sorry you didn't come to that, but it was so awesome to see all the people that I started with and to see them be together. And I was like, I just want to hang out with these people and get and have them know the Door Guys. You know, people get all nervous about coming up here. Even if you started here, it's hard to step your foot back in when you have a 27-year-old going, what do you want?
Like, my name's
Jessica.
On the building right behind you. Let me in.
Yeah. So
I'm like, yo, you a comedian?
I was back in the day.
I was working. That's where I met you, though, is at the back door.
Yeah, it's true. Very true. I used to hang out at the back door because no one knew me, and that's how I met Jessica.
I was like, I know you.
But you guys are awesome, and please follow us at The Liars Club on Instagram and Twitter. And
you've been lied to.